I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Good morning. Joining us right now, Sherman Gillums Jr. He's the Chief Strategy Officer at American Veterans, AMVET, and is also a former Marine Corps officer. Sir, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday to both of you.
Nice to talk to you. Let's talk about the VA, because there's a new report out from the VA Inspector General that finds that there's a climate of failed leadership and complacency has led to all sorts of dangers that are not being fixed in the Washington, D.C. VA Medical Center and a lot of other troubles still at the VA. David Shulkin, who runs the VA, is an Obama holdover. President Trump kept him on board. At this hour, do you think he should still have the job of VA secretary?
For a lot of reasons, they have nothing to do with the report or what the public typically reacts to. I think you have to keep secretary in place. This will be the third secretary in 4 years. I've seen the administration much worse than this. And what happens is you get to a point where you dethrone the secretary or you take the person out at the top that's responsible for making changes happen and it sets the department back in a way that's almost irreparable. We've seen tremendous progress over the last 18 months. Much of it has to do with an active Congress and an active president who is determined to push a lot of these initiatives through before. We couldn't imagine them going through as easily. So we're talking about things like accountability,
yep,
improvements to the appeals process, access to mental health care for newly discharged service members. So a lot of things are getting pushed through, and unfortunately, we work up close with these issues. But unfortunately, from a distance, it looks like the house is crumbling. But
right,
the veterans are being served better, I would say, than in years past.
So, Sherman, does that suggest, for instance, that, when we see continuing problems at the VA, including this Inspector General report, which suggests failures in leadership, is it just because the problem is so big that there are going to be things that continue to fester that even the best of VA secretaries are not going to be able to tackle quickly?
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, we quickly forget how bad things were when the Phoenix VA scandal came out. I don't know if the reports were as accurate as they were touted, but it was much worse. It was a whole lot worse. And I think that sometimes I feel like the department itself is intent on failing for some reason. I know it's not a person, but there seems to be a culture of mediocrity that fights to stay that way. And when you do have a leader that comes in who's from the outside, and that was the case with Dr. Shulkin, him not being a veteran and being relatively unknown, no secretary is going to be successful until they're given the ability to clean house. And I've said that in public. I've said that to the secretary himself. You've got to clean house and clean out that middle management layer that really controls the VA.
Could that be part of the problem here, that you have someone who is not, ensconced in Washington, D.C., and he is a physician, is a doctor, that he doesn't know how to manage. He doesn't know how to get those middle people that have to be taken out of this. Maybe that's part of the problem.
I think the unions, you've got the various, the Merit Systems,
right,
Protection Board. The system itself is not set up to allow someone to do what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I was in D.C. Fighting these issues when General Shinseki was there, so here's a veteran, an Army general. When Bob McDonald was a secretary, here's a successful CEO of a multinational corporation. Here we have a physician. I really think it doesn't matter who secretary is unless the individual is given the power and the ability to hold people accountable. And, when you fire a guy, the D.C. director, and he comes back after he successfully petitions the board, then you got to fire them again. I mean, this is tough. It's tough because you've got to change the rules in order to actually use the power that the accountability bill has ostensibly given Secretary.
Sherman, you're an injured Marine, and I want to talk about that because you wrote in a column this week that you'd like to make better use of funds for veterans, saying that at one point you were supportive of the VA's canine research program, wherein they conduct testing on dogs, but you're no longer in support of it. Why?
Well, I live by the philosophy that when you know better, you have to do better. You have that responsibility to do better, and I hope that my about face serves as an example of how you navigate through these issues in D.C. You take a stance on an issue, and I took a principled stance against stopping you know, there was a bill that was dropped, and it was relatively no discussion about it. It talked about stopping animal research, and from the perspective of a not just of being an injured Marine myself, but meeting hundreds and hundreds of veterans who had various diseases, illnesses, and wounds. In my mind, as a layperson, you need this research to give these folks a possibility of achieving the hope, the recovery mm-hmm. that they're relying on. But as I did my research, I talked to actual researchers. I listened to both VA and I listened to various people who know a lot of. Know a lot more about this than I do.
Yes.
And I came to the conclusion based on one sort of epiphany that came out of those discussions. When I was injured, I had broken my neck. I was given a drug called methylprednisolone.
Yep.
And I looked into the drug because when I was given the drug early on, it didn't really benefit me in any way in terms of mitigating the spread of paralysis when my spinal cord swelled. Look, it turns out, 10 years later, I find out that the drug, while successful in animals, it really didn't have, it really wasn't as efficacious in humans
yep.
as it needed to be to work. And I felt like I was sold a bill of goods.
Yeah. And you wrote.
That's just one example.
Sherman, I know you wrote extensively about this. I recommend you check out his column. It's called Making Better Use of Funds for Veterans. It's available in the Washington Times. Look that up. Sherman Gillums, thank you for joining us this morning, and thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a good Friday.
You too.